You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. St. Luke's Children's Hospital is launching a new pediatric palliative care program for medically fragile patients. Palliative care focuses on providing relief from the symptoms and stress of an illness. And the goal is simple: to improve the quality of life for both the child and the family. Joining us live in studio is Whitney Price. She is with St. Luke's Children's Hospital. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here. And a quick note, St. Luke's is a sponsor of Idaho Matters. So Whitney, for people who aren't familiar with the term palliative care, just explain what that is.
Yeah, so palliative care really focuses on bringing together a family who has a kiddo with a chronic or serious illness. And what we do is it's kind of a holistic approach in focusing on really understanding and learning from the family who that child is, what their goals are for that child, what quality of life is appropriate or they feel is appropriate within their culture, their traditions, their values. And also we have the medical component of being able to sit with a family, talk to them about all the different aspects of their medical diagnoses that not always can happen with one specialist. So we are able to gather a lot of data and a lot of information and really meet the patient and the family, the kid and family, where they're at right now and walk along a journey with them through this chronic or terminal illness.
So what is the difference then between palliative care and hospice care? Because I think maybe we might use the terms interchangeably.
Yeah, and that's very common, yes. So I'm glad to clear that up for you. So hospice really focuses on end of life, the last 6 months to a year of someone's life, really focusing on being supportive either in the home or whatever setting that the kiddo's in. And they support pain and symptom management. And often the kiddo's not pursuing treatments. Palliative care is different in the sense that we can meet a patient at the very beginning of a diagnosis. So let's say someone's diagnosed with cancer. We can see that kiddo and the family at the very beginning of that diagnosis. They may have a good prognosis, but they may run into really difficult symptoms or really difficult decisions that the family needs to make about a certain medical intervention. And they just need someone with the expertise to sit there and talk to them about what the options are, the pros and the cons.
So palliative care doesn't necessarily mean end of life.
Correct. Actually, our goal really is to be proactive and to get involved at the beginning of a serious diagnosis, a serious illness.
So why decide to bring this to Idaho, to St. Luke's, to have this option? I mean, we do have palliative care for adults.
Yes. Yeah. So part of it is because we see the need and the data that I've collected and being able to talk to community members who have had kiddos who have died from a chronic illness or a terminal illness, they feel like this is a need that would have suited them very well as a family to just get some more information, to have people sit down with them and take the time, because we are different. So we're different that we're able to sit down and take an hour, 2 hours of our time to talk to this family. And we continuously do that. It's not a 15-minute in and out visit. So data is showing from our community organizations, but also from our hospital and from our care coordinators at St. Luke's, that we have about 1,500 approximately kiddos who are medically complex or medically fragile. And that's probably not even touching the actual number.
So how does a parent know if this is the right choice for their child? Because you don't have to use palliative.
No, yeah. Yeah. So I think a couple things really come to my mind. One would be, does your kiddo have a serious illness? The second would be, are there symptoms like shortness of breath, nausea, fatigue, pain that is difficult to manage? Due to the serious illness? Also, are there symptoms within the family like psychosocial distress, conflict that is surrounding that serious illness that we can help with as well? And then really a big thing is helping families really understand the layman terms of everything that you are being thrown at. You know, all these medical terms, 15-minute, 30-minute appointments, really helping make sure families understand what is being talked about and that we understand what their goals are so that we can align their treatment options and we can align their treatment with their goals of care.
So what kind of diagnosis does a child need to have in order to use this service?
So some good examples. So serious illness is very broad, right?
Right.
So some good examples would be cancer diagnoses, heart conditions, lung conditions, a kiddo maybe who was in the NICU for a significant amount of time because of prematurity and ended up having to have a trach or a vent. Those would be great. Muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, so neurological diseases, disorders, genetic disorders, and really those like rare disorders that not a lot of us see out here or see around the globe even. And we do have those here.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Man, I have been on cold medication, and you can tell.
Good for you.
I know, but I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Our guest today has been Whitney Price. She is Supervisor of Pediatric Palliative Care at St. Luke's Children's Hospital. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on this Friday. Appreciate your time. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. And our executive producers are Tom Michael and Paul Stribling. Theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here on Monday.